Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker.
God save the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Court is now in session. Be seated and be quiet, please.
Twice a year, in courtrooms across Massachusetts, regular court proceedings are temporarily put on hold for graduation ceremonies. In Dorchester District Court recently, Judge David Weingarten opened the ceremony.
It's actually a really good day for people to be in court to celebrate the completion of this program and to honor the accomplishments of the students.
The students are no strangers to the courts. They're all on probation. But on this day, they're before a judge, most of them smiling, because they've completed what's called the Changing Lives Through Literature program. It's a college-level literature course that's also an alternative sentencing program. If they successfully complete the 8 to 12 week long course, a judge agrees to reduce their probation by 6 months. While there are slight variations among the 25 classes held in Massachusetts, most of the time the courses are led by a facilitator or instructor, a probation officer, and a judge. Judge Weingarten recently led the men's program in Dorchester.
In the class, I'm not Judge Weingarten. I'm expected to do the readings and participate in the class. But the main thing is that the facilitators try and build a safety within the group that allows people to have very candid discussions.
Among the women Dorchester graduates is Latoya Duckett. She says even though she's only 23 years old, she's been in a lot of legal trouble. But she believes this class is going to help her turn her life around.
I learned that just stop, think before you do any action, because that was me. Me, I just act before I think. But now you just have to, I'm getting older now, and you know, you don't want to keep on getting in trouble. So, you know, think before you do things, you know?
Duckett and seven other women met weekly for this fall's course, which was held at UMass Boston. Their syllabus included books such as Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl by Harriet Ann Jacobs and short stories by Zora Neale Hurston. Facilitator Tam Neville says the literature is really just a tool to help provoke thoughtful discussion and to develop relationships.
They learn more from each other than they do from me or from the reading. But you need both those other things to kind of get going. The best part is the community that they put together, that comes together.
That community is evident throughout the two-hour class as the women talk and laugh, often share food, and reflect on what they're reading. Probation Officer Pamela Pierce, who helps run the class and actually drives some of the students there and back, says her participation helps change the students' perceptions of the criminal justice system and of themselves.
People end up starting thinking differently, so they're not out committing crime again. They're not, like she says, you know, stop and think. I don't have to go and shoplift.
No, that's not directed at me.
That is not, honest to Pete, that is not for you. So the thing is that, I mean, when people have made bad choices, they can sit back and they hear and people can laugh at themselves. They can look at them and go, why did I do this? And they can relax. And other people here are supporting and saying, well, that was really bright, wasn't it? And they're thinking about changing the thought process. It really does reduce the rate of recidivism.
The research on changing lives through literature backs that up. A 2011 study of more than 600 participants showed that when compared with probationers who did not participate, there was a dramatic drop, almost 50%, in reoffenders. Pierce says the relationships developed during class discussions help foster trust. 24-year-old Abby shared some of her writing in class.
I actually wrote this 5 years ago when my uncle passed away. And my mom read it at his eulogy because I couldn't do it. Yeah. He was a very inparticular man, always keeping to himself, but making a precious greeting whenever he entered the room. His eyes always having that same majestic sparkle as a young child, but with a hint of age and fright. It was as though he was silenced, never to say a word. The aged man walked suddenly by, and with a gentle smile, he opened the gates.
After 6 years of being on and off probation for various offenses, Abby was among those graduating. As she accepted her certificate in Dorchester District Court, she told the audience that the class made her think about returning to the path she was on, that of a high school honors and college student.
But I think the camaraderie of, like, the girls that we had in the class was an awesome, awesome group. I met, like, some great girls. And I think I might go back and finish my last year of college now.
Changing lives through literature started in 1991. With the $25,000 it will receive from the state this year, it will run 25 programs this spring. The program has also been replicated in more than a dozen other states and internationally.